Good afternoon, everyone. I call this special meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. I'm Randy Crispin, Chairman of the PSC. With me are Commissioner Brian Crashus and Commissioner Julie Fedorchak. So we have a quorum. We only have one item on the agenda, and that is case number PU-17-382. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Fedorchak, do you?
I do not.
I'll just turn it over to you then, Commissioner Crashus, for opening comments or to move into the agenda item.
Okay. I have no opening comments, so I'll move right into the agenda item. I move the commission file with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, comments of the North Dakota Public Service Commission, Federal Energy Regulatory Commission docket number RM18-1-000, Grid Resiliency Pricing Rule, PSC comments, intervention, case number PU-17-382.
Second.
All right. This is a comments that we will be submitting to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission related to the recent Department of Energy Energy's attempt to adopt a rule requiring operators of organized markets to ensure that certain reliability and resiliency attributes of electrical generation sources are being fully valued. So this will be passed along to FERC to express some of our feelings about the matter, and I will leave it up to my colleagues should they want to weigh in at this time.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion?
I am really pleased with the approach that we're taking on this. This has been something that has been bubbling up for the last couple of years at the regional RTOs. And we've expressed concerns through those avenues, and there just doesn't seem to be a lot of serious direction of resources towards these issues. I'm really pleased that the president, through his energy secretary, drew some more attention to this issue, and FERC now is going to be looking at it with a more immediate time frame, and I think it's really appropriate that all that happen, and I like the tone of our comments. I think we hit on all the weaknesses of the existing proposal that they threw out there, which, you know, does have a fair number of weaknesses in it, but not to detract from the issue as a whole, which is important. And I think that's where I saw everyone coming down through OMS, where they were kind of picking apart the pieces of it that were problematic and really not recognizing the value of focusing on this issue and the need to focus on this issue as a whole more comprehensively. So I really appreciate the comments that staff put together in short order. It's thoughtful, it's concise, and I think that I hope that our lignite industry and Lignite Energy Council will get involved directly in this process, both through FERC, but also through the RTOs, through MISO and SPP becoming a stakeholder in those processes, so that they can express for the mines and for the lignite industry as a whole, not just through their partners, which are the utilities, what the concerns are specifically to coal and what the values are in that should be recognized in the grid. So this is a good step, and I hope it's just the beginning of a really important conversation.
Is there any further discussion?
It's not too much to add that hasn't already been said, but I will add just a couple things. I think, too, that I've been kind of disappointed in the response from some others that almost seemed to just be glad to find some of the things that aren't refined enough in this recommendation. So there was a reason to criticize it and to be against it. and that shouldn't be the goal. The goal in finding these kinds of things should be, here's what else needs to be done in order to make it a really good policy. But it just seems like there's kind of a desire to just ignore the reliability problems and some of the flaws made away. I think that this order does a good job of pointing out some of those things, but emphasizing the fact that something does need to be done. So I feel very good about it. I think our staff really needs to be commended. It's not easy to write and try and express the sentiments that they've heard that sum up three of us. It'd be much easier if there was only one of us here for them to summarize sentiments. I feel really good about this document.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, motion is approved.
I don't know anything else on the agenda. Looking around, looking at staff. No, we are adjourned.